We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
On the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, live from Blono Pizza Company in Normal, welcome to the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, and by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and someone will be ready to help. Now, here's Greg Holbleib.
Welcome in to talk a little Redbird Hoops. It is time for us to preview Hoops in the Heartland on the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light. I'm Greg Holbleib. We are at Blono Pizza Co. She knows how to make an entrance. Welcome in, Coach Kristen Gillespie.
Trying to put my food order in. That's what I was trying to do. I was my parents are here.
I was going to say, I saw Dad. I didn't see
town.
Mom.
Yeah, mom's coming. Mom's with Britt and the kids, gymnastics, little ninjas.
So we had
practice, and then my dad and I rushed over to Rising Stars. We were able to see about 20, 25 minutes of that madness and then got back in the car. So I was just waiting on our order. So hopefully
gymnastics.
Yes.
They do a great job. It's just this is for Emerson.
Emerson is gymnastics. Beckett is, it's called Little Ninjas, and basically like 7 5- to 8-year-old boys that just run in circles, like in just jump and hit. And I don't know. We just sit on a bench and watch, and we're just like, hands to yourself. Please listen.
They don't hit each other?
No. It's like obstacle courses and basically he burns energy for 50 minutes.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
Well-rounded.
So
that's all
never
right.
Never know.
He seems to have a little more energy to burn,
yes,
too, these days. He's gained energy over the season. That's not necessarily bad. Mom may disagree.
No, but this is good. This time is good. He didn't get to come to practice today, so he's a little disappointed.
Aww.
But he's running around today. So they'll all be, I'm sure you'll hear the grand entrance here shortly. Emerson will be sitting up here. Beck will be running around.
We have to get one more
Go Birds out of M.
That's all right.
She thinks it's her show, so. Next year I'll just be the guest of her show.
She's hard to say no to,
yes,
I'm going to tell you.
Yes,
speaking of someone else, I don't know, this is family week. I just love, from November to now, I love how she's grown up. She really has.
She has. She is definitely a she's something. You know, she is very stubborn. She is extremely intelligent, but stubborn and just beats to her own drum. You know, she is going to be, I think, she's into the theatrics. She's the dancer. She's the performer. Although I was rewatching our game on the ESPN copy before we got it downloaded of our Belmont game. I got home and I had to see some things. And during a timeout, the cheerleaders and the dance team bring the kids.
Like,
oh, there's Emerson. And I'm like, oh, there's Beckett with the pom-poms. You know, so we're like, hey, whatever, you know, equal opportunity. Boys, girls, come on down. So he was shaking the pom-pom, and Emerson was running around. So, you know.
I know she's usually.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know Beck did because I never pay attention. So it was pretty funny.
Love it. Well, I'm sorry. I can't help it because you know we love them. I mean, absolutely. And love's not a – I mean, that's the right word. We absolutely love them.
And then how about baby Tatum? I tell you what, that Tree and Manny's little guy is
– Tree and Manny, chill. The kid is chill.
He went on our first road trip to Missouri State 2 weekends ago. I never heard him cry one time. I mean, it's fun. You know, it definitely gives us some unique perspective, you know, this is a tough profession. But, you know, getting to go home and, you know, getting a hug from your kids. And they, you know, after the Belmont game, Emerson came and just said, oh, Mama, you're the best. I love you. And I'm like, you know, Yes. Made it hurt just a little less, and you just the innocence and how sweet sweet those kids are. But you know, that's the cool thing about our program. You know, you talk family a lot in the recruiting process, and we really kind of walk that walk with, you know, we're really inclusive, and I think it's really cool for our players to see that we're parents also. You know, and I'm you know, my biggest role in my life is to be a mom. You know, yes, I am a coach, but I want our players to know how, you know, I take both very seriously.
I'm so grateful in that example and that the family is a part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, it's not window dressing. I mean, it almost sounds like I'm cheesing it up a little bit, but I mean, it's basically what you said. I'm just grateful that people can see that it's basketball is important. It's why we're here. And why we're all gathered, but it can't be the end-all be-all.
No, I mean, during the season, I see my players more than I see my own kids, you know, and that's something that's hard, but that's why I'm just so thankful that, you know, I have a spouse that embraces that, number one, but then our kids love to be around, and I work for a university that values family, and you know, we still work really hard, but the hours are really long, and I know exactly what I signed up for. I have the greatest job in the world, but my biggest fear at the end of my life that my kids will say you were absent or you were, and I'm not trying to get deep, but like that's really important of how to balance. That's something that's a big part of my why of why I coach. I love what I do, and I love my players and trying to impact their lives, but I have two other pretty important lives, or three. I shouldn't leave Britta.
Poor Britt.
Yep, yeah, that's three other lives that are real. But, you know, so that's something that's really important to my staff and I, of just that intertwine of we're super competitive and we want to win, but we also value that part of our lives too. And, you know, I think it's antiquated to think it's just one or the other. I think that's what we were raised, and it's, you know, that it can't mesh, but I think we've done a really good job of it and we've had success, but you know, we make sure that our families are a part of it. And you know, that I think it starts with me, but I know Scott's family feels a part of it. That's something that's really important to the fabric of our culture.
You know me, I never know what way we're going to go until we start going. But
I'm just trying to delay talking about the 14-man three-pointers.
Maybe
we're eventually going to get to that. But
maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. But this is our last chance to get together this year
definitely.
In this format. So this is why I'm grateful that we get a chance to kind of cover a lot of those bases as well. So it truly is a family in many, many ways. And, hey, just a little reminder, Chris and Gillespie Show is here at Blown O Pizza Co. Great place for groups. Awesome atmosphere. Great food. Something for everyone. Get your team together here at Blown O Pizza Co. Proud supporter of Redbird Athletics. I see a lot of their good stuff and wide varieties thereof all throughout the room. Thank you all for being here, by the way, here this evening as well. And the Kristen Gillespie Show is brought to you by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink and easy to enjoy. By the way, our student athlete segment is coming up a little bit later on, and we're going to bring in Taylor Veach a little bit later on. So I'm looking forward to that.
Got a good one. Another good one.
Yeah, they're all good.
I know. As soon as I said that, I was like, geez, I'm selling someone short because they're all pretty wonderful.
They are all fantastic. And you know what? As long as we're talking about the family and the Redbird family, I've said it individually each time we've gotten one of the players in. I absolutely, you know me, and I've done it for years, and I told you, I said, you know, I talk to you three times a week at minimum. I said, I want to talk to these guys a little bit longer, and you're all about it as well, but I mean, it's my one shot. Our one shot with these young women, and I mean, every single one is just high character.
I always say our staff has done such an outstanding job of identifying not only great basketball players, but most importantly, just really good ambassadors for our university. You know, as athletes, you kind of are the face of the university. You're out in the public a little bit more. The spotlight is on you. So I know our 13 young women carry that, you know, there is a responsibility with that, and then they embrace that, and they, you know, I think they do a great job. You know, Taylor's an outstanding student, comes from a great family. I don't want to steal all her thunder, but, you know, she's a kid that is – not kid, excuse me, a young woman that has had some tough injuries. And she's on the road back. Like, last year she did not practice one day. So this year she's been able to practice. Like, you see it, you take a whole year off, and she has a pretty – and I'll let her talk – some tricky things going on with her back, but – it's been so cool to see her kind of get back into a rhythm. And if we can keep her healthy, I tell you what, now that the rust is kind of off, when I look forward to her career, she can make a big impact on our program.
So I'm really looking forward to chatting with her. We will a little bit later on. We're going to bring in Megan McLeod in just a little while, a senior associate AD. It's going to come on in and talk about all the Hoops in the Heartland fun that we're going to have that's Redbird related in Moline. She's just around the corner, but we're going to let her finish her pizza first, and I think we're going to talk to Taylor a little bit. So, all right, let's talk basketball.
Yep.
Talk little hoops. Murray State, 85-75, a victory on Thursday night. It was a game that the Redbirds led for 36 minutes and 19 seconds out of the 40 minutes.
Yep.
Murray got one little bitty lead. Well, the lead changed three times, mm-hmm. but I'm only thinking back to 11-10. And really, after that point, you regain the lead, even though it kind of teeter-tottered a little bit after that. It was Redbirds after that. You guys guarded, I thought, very well.
We did. You know, and I think the last couple weeks, I really like how we're playing. I know that doesn't necessarily always equate to the right, you know, mark on the in the right column, but I like where we're at. I thought we played really well against Murray State, a game that we played, man, probably our worst game of the year at Murray. There's always, I tell you what, every season as a coach, you look back and then there's that one game. You're like, oh, my God, if we could just, like, never speak of that ever again, that would be Murray State for us.
Notice we didn't really speak of
it. Yeah, we didn't. Thank goodness. But
one brief time.
But it happens, you know, and I don't care. Men's, women's, where you're at, it's just it's funny because you'll flip on a TV and you're like, oh, God, it's happening to, you know, Duke men. You know, there's always going to be that one game. But I think we learned a lot from it, and I think our players just wanted an opportunity to go out and prove that's not who we were, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was a big game, a lot on the line, and I thought we handled it really well. I thought we played really well defensively. Offensively, we got some good production out of a lot of people. Shannon Dowell's playing at a really high level. I know she had a tough game on Saturday, but I think that's just a blip on the radar. Once again, someone asked me about it today in media, and I'm like, let's not forget she's 18. You know, she's a freshman. Like, she's not superhuman. You know, she just had a tough game, but I know she took that to heart, and I know she's going to be ready to go this weekend. She's excited.
Well, let's big picture that a little bit, because I remember Shannon back in November mm-hmm. on the floor, and it was just kind of like the eyes were kind of wide.
Yep.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's got skills. We've seen them. But, I mean, it was like, okay, this is college basketball. And then three of the last four games she scored more than 20 points, and no other true freshman has done that all season long in the Valley.
No, I mean, she's playing really well. And when she's playing like that, we're just different. But the cool thing about Saturday's game, and if I go back to Thursday's game too, Deja Smith has been outstanding. She's given us
–
and I think Day gave us that big boost on Saturday. And when Day's playing, and that's the tough thing because we kind of play those two off of each other a little bit. when Shannon's playing really well, sometimes Deja's minutes, you know, it just because they mirror each other so much, and it just happened to be the other way around on Saturday. Day was playing really well, so, yes. You know, Shan, you know, had a chance to kind of watch her in action. I think there's so many valuable lessons to that, too, because everyone wants to play everyone, but it's also really important to, you know, when it isn't your day or your turn to be a great teammate. And, you know, we always talk about we're going to clap for others until it's our time. And, you know, I think Shannon handled that brilliantly. But I also saw Shannon after practice today getting some work. You know, she wasn't really happy with her play on Saturday. So I think she'll be excited to go on Thursday.
Well, remember, too, not only is she 18 years old and a freshman, but she became very quickly a defensive focus for a pretty good defensive team.
100%. And Belmont was really long. You know, uh-huh. they had a couple big guards on her, and they kind of collapsed it. But that was a good learning experience because if we are fortunate enough to get past Thursday, which, you know, I know we're ready for, she's going to see quite a bit of that on Friday. You know, if you go back how – you and I guarded us there. They played a triangle and two. They really didn't guard Shani. So we're going to have some unique challenges on Friday, but I'm not – I just don't want anyone to think we are overlooking anything on Thursday. But
No. As
a coach, this is unique because you have to prepare. You know, our staff is preparing to play on Sunday. We're not bogging our players down, but that's what you have to prepare for because that is our goal. That was our goal since June, you know, and – I told our team today we had a tough film session, you know, because we had a ton of scout errors. We had a lot. And that's the tough thing about the game of basketball. You know, the margin of error is so small, and we had so many, and it was a one-possession game. Like, that's the wild thing. Like, defensively, boy, oh, boy, we gave them some wide-open looks, and we still had a chance to win. And that's the crazy thing. So we're right there. But I said that going into this weekend, there's two words I keep just screaming in my mind is detail, attention to detail on both ends and discipline on both ends. Because I don't think we weren't great at those two things on Saturday. But they're the second best team in our league, and we should have won. I mean, and that's nothing against Belmont because well-coached, great team. But dang it, they're right there. They're right there. I mean, we were right there. So I feel really, you know, I feel good. I believe in this group. I believe in our group. And I just told them that we get to take the scenic route now. You know, we instead of being the fast, you know, we're not
fair.
Using Waze anymore, the most direct route, you know, or Google Maps. We're just taking the scenic route where we're going to go visit some things and soak it all in. But I don't know. I think there are some benefits of playing. I don't know how much you want to dive in yet of playing on Thursday. And I'm not just saying that because we are. I just, you know, going back to last year, Murray State, that first game, man, oh, man. I mean, they gave us everything. They just were a little bit more loose than we were. They had a comfort level that now we're playing for the first time. And let's not forget, we have a lot of people on our team that this is going to be their first taste of March Madness, their first time in Moline, and it is different. And in any time that you're playing with that much on the line, it is different. So if we can go and play a well-coached and a scrappy Evansville team and find a way to win, I like us on Friday. We're just going to be a bit more relaxed than that UNI team that for the first time that ball is tipped. We have a game under our belts.
You know, I've seen it happen. I, you know, a lot of folks know I've been the Missouri Valley Volleyballs guy. I've really seen it in volleyball, and it's the same mentality. I mean, you kind of like all of a sudden you're getting thrown into it, and these guys have already got their sea legs underneath.
Yeah,
there's
you know,
something to be said for that.
And that's how we're painting that with our team, and it's just not something we're saying. I really believe it. And, you know, I just hope that our focus on Thursday, we come out and we know the task at hand. We're not overlooking anything. We just – you know, because let's be real, there's no Friday without a Thursday win.
Right.
And I think and here's the thing, just in practice, our seniors, they know that. I mean, Kate, my D, I mean, it was very businesslike today. It was not a whole lot of frill and fun, which is okay at this type of, you know, we didn't go long. We were just, hey, this is what we have to do. But you can just see, and I think some of the younger players kind of picked up on that and kind of followed you know,
yeah,
followed their lead on that one.
Because that would have been, it's kind of my question, and we'll dive into this after we talk with Taylor and then maybe Megan a little bit and when we bring you back in for this final segment. So that's why I'm going to go ahead and we're done talking about this past week. But let's, how is there a letdown knowing that you got to come and play on Thursday instead of wait till Friday? I mean, the metal part of this, you know how I focus on above the neck a lot.
Yep.
And that's, it doesn't sound like it's a detriment. It sounds like, okay, that's what happened. We play Thursday. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I will be completely honest. On Saturday evening, in Sunday morning until our staff met, I was wallowing a little bit. I'm not, Coach Al always talked about the pity pond. I wasn't drowning, but I didn't necessarily swish my feet. She would always say, swish your feet and get the heck out of that pond. I watched the game a couple times. I was wallowing. I was doing laps in the pity pond. But then I know our players' minds are a little different than mine. Thank goodness they recover a little bit quicker.
High youth.
You know, but it's just at around noon, I was like, okay, enough's enough. Like, shift the focus. Because we were right there. And it, from a coaching standpoint, you just think about things that we could have done differently. And you just beat yourself up a little bit. But that's in the past. But, you know, our staff met, yesterday was Sunday. My days are...
Yes, I agree
We met for a while.
Time change didn't help you.
No, it didn't. My gosh, we have a great game plan. I mean, we're ready. And we had a great meeting this morning, and then we had a great practice this afternoon with our team. And, you know, I think Tay will be able to talk a little bit about our team's perspective, too. I think they know. Like, it's cool. Like, Jess Keller, who was on our staff, who left to go to Nebraska as an assistant. We have a real tangible example because Nebraska had a play. They were same boat. They could have been the 4 seed. They got the 5 seed.
Right.
So they gave Iowa all they could. They should have won. They lost in overtime and a heartbreaker. But it was like, this isn't a far-fetched thing. Like, we're watching it live because we're all talking about Jess. So every day, like, that's part of our diet. Like, hey, they're playing here. They're playing, you know, so. And let's be real. If we have that privilege of playing on Saturday or Sunday, everyone's tired. You're playing for a chance to go. I think that goes out the window. And that's like, hell, let's just compete. You know, like that stuff. Yeah, we'll be a little fatigued, but it's 40 minutes. Come on now.
You know, and at that point, there's something to be said about the situation and the adrenaline goes with it.
Exactly. So we just, as a staff, that's the thing. We are preparing to be in that spot. We're not talking to our team about, oh, what we have to do differently to beat any other team but Evansville. But our staff, that the preparation falls heavily on us, and that's part of our job. We have, it's a chat. We know, all right, if this happens, this is how we're attacking you and I. If this happens, this is what we're doing. We're just not sharing that with our team yet. It just, that would be way too much. We got to beat Evansville, and then we got to figure out the Panthers.
Yeah,
so
that's how it's supposed to work.
Exactly.
All right. Why don't we get Taylor up here and chat with her about it, because she's been kind of observing from a similar seat as yourself, and even though in a different role. So let's get her in here.
Sounds great.
Taylor Veach is coming up next. We're Blono Pizza Co., Kristen Gillespie Show, Hoops in the Heartland Edition, here on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local Country Financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student-athlete segment of the Coach's Show.
We wish Coach Gillespie, her staff, and her players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Come on over to the Barrel House. Enjoy our weekly specials, craft beers on tap, and trivia every Tuesday. Located off of South Veterans Parkway, connected to DoubleTree by Hilton, open daily. Enjoy a drink at the bar or lunch with your coworkers. For food that lifts your spirits, stop by Barrel House, the official watch party headquarters for Redbird basketball.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
What makes First State Bank different from every other bank? This is Jim Roseland, and I'm not going to tell you that our products are much different than theirs, but no different than the best college athletes making personal sacrifices so their team can win. First State Bank sacrifices our self-interest in order for our customers to win. If you're not working with us, you should see why everyone else is. Come visit us at the corner of Eastland Drive and Hershey Road, or at firststatebank.biz. First State Bank, member FDIC.
After you just picked up the kids from another soccer practice or a dance class, you notice all the wrappers and dirt on your vehicle's floor. You can even see all the smudge prints on your windows. Parkway Auto Laundry, your locally owned pal in car care, washes, vacuums, and cleans your vehicle in about 10 minutes. Check out Parkway Auto Laundry's new monthly plans to make cleaning your vehicle even easier. Find Parkway Auto Laundry at 1701 South Morrissey Drive in Bloomington. Parkway Auto Laundry, your pal in car care.
Welcome back to Blown-O-Pizzico, Kristen Gillespie Show. It is presented by the great taste of Bud Light, easy to drink and easy to enjoy. And it is time for us to get into the student-athlete segment. And we're just going to kind of get this all in one fell swoop here for our special guest, a sophomore that's coming up here right now. And just a little reminder that our student-athlete spotlight is brought to you by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson. All right, she's 5 feet 11 inches tall. She is a sophomore. I'm going to verify the height just like I do with everybody in just a little while, but she is out of Central DeWitt High School, DeWitt, Iowa. Not that far away from us, but certainly not that far away from Moline. Let's all welcome Taylor Veach. This is going to be the Veach family reunion in Moline. You're just down the road.
No, yeah. I have a good amount of family coming, so it's exciting for me.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. How you feeling? I know. Okay. Last year, doggone injuries, and I know you're still trying to kind of get everything right with it right there. So let's just start with that fun stuff. I mean, mentally, it's a challenge. It's got to be. What's that been like?
Yeah. That's probably been the biggest part of it. Just, I mean, I was out for a year and missed a whole year of workouts and stuff. And then it's already a big jump from high school to college. So then to miss a whole year with that, it's been a process working back into it. But I don't know, it's been good. I'm feeling good. So
you're from DeWitt, Iowa. You were not born in Springfield. You were? Mm-hmm. Springfield, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Not my Springfield.
Yeah.
where some people may not realize that's where I live now. You know, yeah. I was here for so many years, but now I'm down there, but I'm still a Redbird. You were born in Springfield. How long did your family live there for a while?
So my mom was in residency there.
Oh,
so,
okay. Medical district.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was there for like the first 3 or 4. So I don't remember anything from it, but I just know that's where I was born.
Well, I'd like to think we've gotten better down there, but that's okay. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So DeWitt, Iowa, what took them then to DeWitt? Was that where a large part of the family was already from, or did you just your little nucleus family move?
Yeah. So my whole family, mom and dad side, are both from Bellevue, Iowa, which is like 40 minutes from DeWitt. And my mom got a job in the Quad Cities, which is like 20 minutes. That's right by Moline. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So that's just where we settled down and been there ever since.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Kind of high school program. Remind us what kind of school and team that you were able to be a part of when you played high school.
Yeah. I mean, we had a really good 4 years. Before, I had some girls in my grade. We've been playing ever since we were little. So we had a good chemistry coming in. We weren't the best before. The years leading up to us coming, we weren't the best. But I'd like to say my group of girls that I played with, we kind of changed the culture there, and it's been really good ever since, so it's good to see.
Well, she's four-time All-Stater, so, I mean, she's being a little on the humble side, and you were kind of fighting some injuries even then in your senior year. Same injuries that kind of carried over a little bit, or what were you fighting then?
Yeah, so I broke my foot for a little, it was like 4 or 5 weeks. I kind of cut it short because it was getting towards postseason, but
right.
My back issue started like sophomore year, so every once in a while, it didn't happen much, but I just have to sit out a game if it was somebody we knew we'd be fine against, because our conference was either really good teams or there's some that you just knew you would be okay.
So
it didn't happen much with my back, but that was the injury my senior year, was like my foot.
I got you. Yeah. So the foot the senior year, but the back has just kind of been the one that's been nagging you now ever
since
you
away.
Got here. Oh, man, there's nothing worse. I was just fighting through it a little bit myself, but mine is not basketball related at all, but I can still relate.
Yeah.
All right, why Illinois State? What brought you here? Remind us.
I mean, you and Coach G were just talking about the family atmosphere, and that was honestly one of the main things that brought me here. I mean, their kids are here every day. It does feel like a family, and especially being in college, it's a hard transition moving from your family, but, I mean, they feel just like a family. I see them as much as probably more now than I see my family, but I don't know, just a great group of girls and the coaches. I like all the coaches. We got along, and I was getting recruited during COVID, so it was just a little different time and stuff. Mm. So that played a part into it. But, you know, I just really love it here, and I'm still happy with my decision that I decided to come here.
We are, too. I mean, really, we are, too, because obviously you are still a vital part of this team. Little reminder, a student-athlete spotlight is brought to you by Country Financial Agent Catherine Peterson and Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson, real estate team from RE/MAX Rising. Taylor Veach is joining us right now. So what are you doing right now? What's your role? How do you see yourself as you're trying to get not reacclimated, that's not right. You're acclimated, but you are trying. This is just unique. It's different. So tell me about a typical Taylor day, like, for instance, at practice and even on game day. I know they're pretty similar. What are you trying to do, accomplish, and what role are you trying to fill?
I mean, Coach G always just talks about just doing your part and being the best version of yourself. So my role is different than other people, but I just try to do my best at that role and just being a great teammate, supportive. You know, if I see something on the court from the bench on the court, like I might give them a little heads up when they come out. Or I just really focus on trying to be supportive because, I mean, games get intense and sometimes your teammates look for you just for like a deep breath almost. So
no, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. But you're following the scout, too. It's not like, I can't play a whole lot, so I'm just going to kind of take a night off. But no, you're studying.
Yeah. No, yeah, I do everything. I mean, everybody does in practice and stuff. So I know what's going on. And I like to help out when I can.
So the prognosis is good to get you back on the floor, though. I mean, you think it all is well or getting there at least.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's obviously I still still struggle with it every day, but I'm just trying to figure out ways to keep me in practice, keep going every day, and ways to almost relieve the pain. So
It's easier said than done, but you have a lot of resources here at least. And, you know, I know Raquel pays a lot of attention to you. She's, you know, one of your projects as well. Raquel Cabrera, our athletic trainer. And you have the fam so close by, which is kind of neat. So you have a really good support system. Tell me about them.
Yeah. So, I mean, they haven't been able to come to many games. They always watch. But I have my younger two siblings. Mm-hmm. My mom coaches both of them. So every weekend, she's pulled a million different directions with them. So, but those little two, they're my biggest fan. They just love watching. When I get in, my little sister gets so excited, my mom says, and it's cute. So they're the best. And
how old are they?
So my little sister is about to turn 9. And then I have a 13-year-old brother. So and then I also have one at, he goes to Illinois State. He's a freshman this year. So
That's a different dynamic.
Close. Yeah.
So you've got you two and then those two.
Yeah.
That's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. When they came to get me after my freshman year summer workouts to help move out of the dorm, my mom's like, just show your brother around. Like, he's only a year younger, so he was, like, looking at colleges and stuff, and he really liked it. So he decided to come here.
So, I mean, you were here, but that wasn't why he came.
No. I'd like to think so, but yeah, I don't think that's it.
I know brothers. I am a brother. I totally get that. It's like, I go anywhere except where she's going, but I totally get it. It sounds cool, though. I mean, that you kind of got that little support system and network. Sounds like you guys are fairly close, though.
Yeah, right? And it's a big – I mean, we have to, like, make time out of our way to see each other. It's not like we just run into each other on campus and stuff. So it's, like, a good medium.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
I'm in professional sales and marketing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think – I don't know. Do we have any other marketing students? I don't remember anybody else.
Caroline. Me and Caroline have the same major. Yeah.
Right. Yes. That's right. So what do you want to – I know you're sophomore, but, I mean, what do you want to do with that?
I'm not sure. I want to say sales right now, but it kind of changes every couple months. I don't know. I'm still keeping my – I was talking to Brent, our academic guy, and I'm just with options and stuff, and so he's been a really big help, just giving me different ideas, because there's so much out there, and, you know, I don't know where to even start at this point, so it's like he's been a really good helping me just look into other things.
Yeah, but you don't have to fold yourself into one little pigeonhole either. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot there with that course of study.
Yeah, and that's why I picked it, because, you know, I'm not set on anything, and I'm getting a minor in entrepreneurship, too, so just keeping my options open right now.
Other than the classwork, you have any other entrepreneurship experience? Other than like maybe selling girls cow cookies once upon a time?
I used to do that.
That helps.
So, yeah.
Hey, that's why they do it now, remember. It's not just to feed your sweet tooth. It's to teach them a few things. And to feed my sweet tooth. I don't need them anymore. That's cool. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you stopped by, and thank you for being a part of Redbird Nation. I'm so glad that we get to be in your backyard at Moline.
Yeah, it's exciting.
All right, okay, before I let you go, I always ask the players, you know, what do we have to do? What's the key to get some success? Just, I know it's a tough question, but there are a lot of keys, but just like mentally, where do we have to be to find some success this week?
I mean, just being in the locker room, I think everybody knows what needs to be done in order to be successful there. It's going to be a lot, but I don't think it's anything this team can't do, and every single player knows that. So I think going into it, we all know what we want from it, and we show up every day working for that, and it shows. So,
thanks for coming.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Student-Athlete Spotlight brought to you by Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising. Country financial agent Catherine Peterson. It's Taylor Beach. You guys out of DeWitt, Iowa, just down the road from the Quad Cities. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Megan McLeod. There's a lot of things for you to participate in to be a part of Redbird Nation when we go to Moline this week and win us a Valley title. So we're going to be back to Blono Pizza Co. next. Kristen Gillespie Show presented by Bud Light. This is the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local Country Financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student-athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Gillespie, her staff, and her players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
March is here, and the excitement is building. The excitement that spring is coming. And while spring brings chores, it also brings the chance to finally get outside and enjoy the great weather. Stop at Bloomington Meats to celebrate the arrival of spring like I do. For more than a decade, they have offered the best quality, convenience, and value in beef, pork, chicken, turkey, cheese, eggs from local producers straight to your table. Bloomington Meats even has sauces, condiments, marinades, rubs, buns, chips, and more to complete your meals. To save time, check out their assortment of deli meats, summer sausages, snack sticks, jerky, sausage, and fully cooked beef and pork for quick lunches and dinners and snacking. March is also when they try out their new items to see what you think of them. Head to 2401 Bun Street and find out what I know. They really are the best meat on Bun Street, or on any street for that matter. Locally owned and operated Bloomington Meats.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Directors Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
DoubleTree by Hilton Bloomington, the preferred hotel for Redbird Athletics. Call DoubleTree for your next Hilton stay. 309-664-6446. Need space to hold a meeting or event? We are here for you. DoubleTree by Hilton Bloomington. 309-664-6446. That's 309-664-6446. Where the little things mean everything.
Welcome back. back to Blono Pete's Cove. Kristen Gillespie Show presented by the Great Taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink and easy to enjoy. I'm Greg Hallbwide. Big thanks to Taylor Beach for coming on by in our student athlete segment. Kristen Gillespie's coming back up here because we have to talk about some hoops in the heartland. But there are a lot of Redbird-related things that are taking place this week. Great job once again by the athletics and the marketing departments at Illinois State University. And so Senior Associate Athletic Director for Brand Advancement. Did I get it right? Megan McLeod. Yep. Let's welcome her.
Yep. It's a long title.
It's all right. It's all right. It just means you got a bigger business card or a smaller font on a regular business card.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
All right. It's for all sure. right. The nameplate on the door gets to be bigger.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we need it for.
What are we doing? It's a lot of cool stuff. You sent me this Word document. Matt and you both sent me this Word document, and it's like I'm on page 4 right now. You guys got it going on over there. I mean, but it all starts, I know any fans who can get there on Wednesday, you even still have a lot of things that are taking place. Kind of fill us in on both the kind of the Wednesday and Thursday stuff for the Redbird fans.
Sure. So Wednesday night there's a banquet that our team will attend, some members of our athletic department as well. But I think the real fun kicks off on Thursday. Prior to all of the games that we are part of, we will have our team send off. Band, cheer, dance team will be there along with all of our fans, hopefully send the team off for the first game on Thursday. That'll be at 12:45 p.m. Then, and that'll be at their team hotel, the Wyndham Moline.
Which is right there.
Yep.
So right next to the arena.
We hope everybody can be there to send the team off to victory. And then we will actually start our kind of rally right there at Poor Brothers Tap Room right after at 1 o'clock. So leave the send-off, head straight over to Poor Brothers for the rally. And then at about 1:15, we'll have our program that'll feature President Tarhuli. Our AD, Dr. Jerry Beggs, will be there. And then, again, band, cheer, dance will put on a little performance for everybody. And then everybody head to the arena and cheer our team on to victory.
Beat Evansville at 2:30 and over there at Vibrant Arena at the Mark. The Redbird ticket allotment, I understand, is gone, but that doesn't mean you can't get in.
Yes, so, tickets. Yep, you just go to mvcquadcities.com, get your tickets, and we'll see you there in Moline.
2:30 is the tip against Evansville, in case we hadn't mentioned that. I'm not sure we did. But and then you have a little more. I mean, the Redbird fans can gather over there at Poor Brothers.
Yep. So once we win, we will then go to Poor Brothers again to kind of unofficially celebrate. and then Friday we'll start the whole thing all over again. We'll start again with our team send-off at 12:45 and just kind of keep going through the weekend.
Same time, you know, when we play Friday, it'll be 2:30 again, playing UNI in the 4-5 game. And, hey, you know, we had some fun against UNI. All right, not counting chickens. Got to beat the Purple Aces first. So, I mean, not looking too far ahead. But then there's just more of the same then as we go for Saturday and then on into Sunday's championship game. A little bit earlier on Saturday, the semifinal would be at 1:30, championship at 1 on Sunday.
Yep.
All that stuff. Is there somewhere where they can go and kind of find that information? Is it like on the website?
Yep, so we will put it, we will send out an email with all that information to anybody who has already purchased tickets. Each day we'll also update that to anybody who's purchased tickets via text message, but then it'll also be on all of our social channels as well.
You got to be a part of that, guys. It's just up the road. I mean, 74, you get off 74 and you're at the arena. It's like you can't get lost. And just besides, if there's a lot of you going, then you're going to help each other out. So that's what needs to happen.
Ride together.
Yes. Come on. Get down there. We need loud and red in Vibrant Arena at the Mark. Megan, great job, you and everybody, on getting all this put together. And thanks for filling us in. I appreciate the time.
Glad to help.
Megan McLeod, you guys. All right, Coach D back because we got hoops to talk about. One more break, and we're going to finish things out and look ahead to the Purple Aces in Moline. This is the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime,
but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local Country Financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Peden, his staff, and his players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
What makes First State Bank different from every other bank? This is Jim Roseland, and I'm not going to tell you that our products are much different than theirs, but no different than the best college athletes making personal sacrifices so their team can win. First State Bank sacrifices our self-interest in order for our customers to win. If you're not working with us, you should see why everyone else is. Come visit us at the corner of Eastland Drive and Hershey Road or at firststatebank.biz. First State Bank, member FDIC.
This goes out to all the bold flavor lovers out there. Moe's Southwest Grill just added birria to their menu. For those that don't know, birria is shredded, tender beef, slow cooked in a distinctive, flavorful red sauce. A traditional Mexican dish, its rich and complex flavors bring an exciting new option to include in your favorite Moe's entrees. Whether it's a burrito, bowl, stack, quesadilla, taco, nacho, or salad, Moe's birria will add a delicious new twist to your favorite entree.
Welcome to Moe's!
Rob Dobbs Restaurant is known for prime ribs Friday through Sunday. I'm Bob Dobsky, and I wanted to let you know that Rob Dobbs is open for lunch Monday through Sunday starting at 11 o'clock. I'd like to personally invite you to try one of our handcrafted burgers from our lunch menu. Skip the drive-thru and enjoy a delicious sit-down lunch this week at Rob Dobbs Restaurant.
How long's the wait to be seated, Bob?
Just a little, Jules.
See our lunch menu when you bookmark robdobbsbn.com.
One day, you're a new college graduate. The next, you're saying yes to your forever partner. Soon, you're painting a nursery the pinkest shade of pink. Throughout all life stages, you need someone in your corner, guiding you in health. At OSF Healthcare, that's your primary care provider. From checkups to immunizations for your family, your OSF PCP is there for every stage. Your life, our mission. Find a provider today at osfhealthcare.org/primary.
Welcome back to the Krista Gillespie Show, presented by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink and easy to enjoy here at Blono Pete's Company. Blono Pete's Co., Cross Creek Drive in Normal. Wow, a great host they have been all season long. Our second season that we've been here at Blono Pizza Co., and we just love it out here. And thanks to Brett had a chance to visit with us at halftime on Saturday. And thank you again for being a part of what we do. And kind of part of what we do is play basketball games. So Coach G is back with us as we get ready for the Purple Aces. All right. Played them just the one time. So it's kind of interesting. This is, you know, Indiana State and Evansville were the teams that we only played once this season. Didn't travel to Evansville. They came to our place, so now neutral court time. Obviously, coming in with the 12 seed, there may be a lot of folks think that there's not a lot expected of them, and that can be a danger.
It can, because they are, like you said, no one, you know, they're playing with house money. They're just showing up, and it is what it is. So, you know, I thought we played all right when in the one match that we had against them. We were really good second half. I don't think we started the game well, and I thought second half we kind of hit in cruise control. And then that was when I had a really honest conversation at halftime with our team, and we came out with a lot of intensity after that. But, you know, I think we know what's at stake. And, you know, we're trying to frame it as a great opportunity to get a game under our belts, to get some of that nerves out of our system to get into a great flow, both offensively and defensively.
How far ahead can you work? Obviously, you don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse too much, but you kind of, you know, since it's going to be such a quick turnaround, even though it'll be the same game time, you know, to get ready for you and I. And trust me, I'm not counting chickens before they hatch, but you have to prepare for the possibility. So how do you manage that?
We're kind of attacking this week as a normal conference weekend where we would play two opponents. So it's not unheard of for our team to talk about both teams. Gotcha. You know, we never overlook the first, but it just, they know, you know, we would usually have 36 hours after our game to get ready, but now we have about 18 hours to get ready. So we did do some UNI stuff today. We did Evansville stuff today. We're going to do both tomorrow, and then on Wednesday it will be all Evansville. But that is something that we have done all season.
Right.
So it's not going to be like, oh, wait a minute, what? This is so weird. But behind the scenes, I know Scott is working on if we play Drake. We're, you know, our staff, that's the best thing about having the staff. I'm so thankful to have the amount of people we have in our program. That they are working most state, they're working yeah. Belmont, Murray. So everyone has kind of their niche behind the scenes. So when that does happen, we're not looking at each other like, oh, well, what the heck are we going to do now? Yeah. We have, you know, it's already been in place. And those are some of the conversations as our staff had yesterday that we're having today, tomorrow, Wednesday, you know, because we have to be ready. We're not going to talk to our team about that. But as a staff, we have to be prepared for any matchup that we see. And that's a great, like every time we play, we always meet the next day. What did we like about that game? What did we do not like? And I have like a running list on my computer. So like Drake, these are the changes that I know we have to make for conference play, right. Conference tournament, you and I. So, you know, cause that was a month ago. You forget some things, but I just pull that little, that working document and those, we have those notes. So we kind of already know, and just going back and watching film for the last couple weeks, are they doing anything different, you know, that sort of thing.
You pointed out the number four seed has won the last two seasons, but you know who won in 21? The five seed.
Yep.
So the five seed won 3 years ago. The four seed won the last 2 years. So
that's right.
Yes,
bring it on.
Bring it is right.
Hey, we're playing. Like I told our team, there's a lot of teams that are their uniforms are in storage right now. And we have the privilege to still play. I think as long as we take care of business on Thursday, I think no matter what happens in Moline, and I have a really positive feeling about it, I think our season will extend. I think we will be in postseason, but we're not even worrying about that because we're playing this weekend for one tournament only. But it is kind of nice to, I don't want to say have that safety net, but I think we've done enough. But we don't want to leave anything up to, you know, chance. We want to take care of our business.
Well, obviously we're not putting any postmortem on a season, but our final coaches show, thanks for spending Mondays with us. I appreciate it. Thanks for Emerson Rose.
Yeah, she's going to have something to say, but I want to thank everyone that has come out. I know it's a lot. We started these back in November. It is a huge commitment, but it is always nice to walk down those stairs and see so many familiar faces. And I know Coach Peden thinks the same thing, but to our marketing crew, to Jerry for showing up, to all of you guys, to Katie and Brett, the owners of Blono.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome just to have a place that supports Illinois State Athletics, our program, and all of you guys. I cannot wait to see you Thursday. Sis, what do we say?
Go Redbirds!
Go Redbirds!
Yes!
That's right.
And on that note, see you 2:30 Thursday, 2:20 on WJBC and the Varsity Network app. Thanks to Blono Pizza Co., the Chris and Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime, but
the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Catherine Peterson, your local country financial representative.
And this is Steve City Peterson.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University and their athletics. We are excited to help bring you the student-athlete segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish Coach Peden, his staff, and his players a successful basketball season. We encourage everyone to back the Birds.
Go you Redbirds!
March is here, and the excitement is building. The excitement that spring is coming. And while spring brings chores, it also brings the chance to finally get outside and enjoy the great weather. Stop at Bloomington Meats to celebrate the arrival of spring like I do. For more than a decade, they have offered the best quality, convenience, and value in beef, pork, chicken, turkey, cheese, eggs from local producers straight to your table. Bloomington Meats even has sauces, condiments, marinades, rubs, buns, chips, and more to complete your meals. To save time, check out their assortment of deli meats, summer sausages, snack sticks, jerky, sausage, and fully cooked beef and pork for quick lunches and dinners and snacking. March is also when they try out their new items to see what you think of them. Head to 2401 Bun Street and find out what I know. They really are the best meat on Bun Street, or on any street for that matter. Locally owned and operated Bloomington Meats.
Health Alliance is a proud sponsor of Redbird Basketball. And when it comes to protecting you and your family, our offense is just as good as our defense. With benefits like fitness discounts, screenings, and care coordination, Health Alliance boxes out the health problems before they start. Plus, our customer service resolves 96% of member issues on the first call. So choose a health plan that puts your health and well-being first. Health Alliance. Many members, one alliance. Learn more about us at healthalliance.org/together.
When it comes time to plan your wedding, choose the unique Eastland Suites, providing unmatched service, fabulous catering, and beautiful ceremony space.
The wedding coordinator made sure everything ran smoothly.
The food was amazing, from the hors d'oeuvres to the carved prime rib.
They even set up all our decorations, which really took the pressure off and made our wedding day stress-free.
To begin planning your wedding today, call Janelle Slagle at 662-0000 or request information at eastlandsuites.com. Mention this ad to receive free uplighting for your event.
Live from Blono Pizza Company in Normal on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, the Kristen Gillespie Show has been brought to you by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Also brought to you by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there and someone will be ready to help. It's been a Learfield presentation on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.